Voilà. Try to Xerox more Marmakomos for later on. Having to fill out the put the names in two places. I mean, this is one sheet just for your name. So please sign in, and then the second sheet with the self-explanatory. Put down which base of medrash you're in, and your chavrusas and your phone number and where you're from. All right. If you're not, you'd be staying in the shir, so don't fill it out. So, Be'ezah Hashem, we're going to start on Daf Ayin Gimel of an Aleph. Yirtzeh Hashem to the end of the Perek, I think. Yeah, to the end of the Perek. And then, I want to do most of Hamatzniyah, the 10th parak. And then Habona Bez Hashem on Kuv Beis and Beis. Then we'll see. Bona, I'd like to, when we finish Habona, then we'll have to see if we go straight or skip to the Malach of Kshira. And then, Bez Hashem, and then the next I'd like, that we'll discuss later on. But probably we'll go back to Kira. That's what I envision doing, but it's the first part, that's pretty well set. Then we'll do the end of Chal Gadol and Habona and Oreg and Kshira. After Hamatzniyah is negotiable, I think it's a good idea. And after that, then we'll discuss if you want to do Kira. I think it makes the most sense. Because that way we'll be able to cover most of the Malachos, with the exception of Haitzah. And we'll be able to cover Malachos Machshavos. Right, and as you know, the goal of the shurim is to develop in lamdas. Since it's Masechta Shabbos, so we'll be doing a lach lamas as well. We'll finish up the sugyas. Alimud the shmeitza. So Bez Hashem, when we complete a malacha, So we'll make sure that we have it down alach l'masa, and make sure we see the Mishnah Berurah. But the overarching goal is lamdas, and the overarching goal is well within the year you'll have the framework of Hilchos Shabbos. And one of the goals of the year is you will gather Be'ez Hashem tremendous amount of information. The goal is to become lamdanim. We will Be'ez Hashem. Again, well into the year, we'll have a framework for the entirety of Hilchos Shabbos. And that framework will be something that Be'ez Hashem you will have L'Arichos Yomim. Once you're in the Masechta of the Iyun, so then you'll be able to negotiate Hilchos Shabbos at a much different level, obviously. But it would be kedai. It's certainly imperative to have another seder, the kiyus, where you do more than mesechta. And it will be kedai to set aside time to go over the shurim. Often point out when we begin, so there it's natural to have the sense of hischadshus, of newness, with all of the brachos that come with hischadshus. Right? We know from numerous Mamore Chazal that when something is new, so there are not only is the potential the greatest, which is obvious, but the excitement and the simcha, right? You kechadosh in six parsha, you kechadosh in beinechem b'chol yom. So when you begin as man, so the sense of ischadshus is natural. So it's there, right? We're more relaxed now. At some sort of a break. Different kinds of breaks, which that will also be important. We'll have to discuss that. That we'll only master Masechta Shabbos if it's really a lima from now till June. In other words, over the Yom Tovim and over the midwinter breaks, we have to also schedule to learn different parts of Masechta Shabbos, so that when we finish up June, so we'll have seen hopefully a very, very large part of the Masechta. And not being encumbered by any other pressures. There's certain ischadshus again, which is natural, there's an excitement to you. Very often people remember the Gemara to learn at the beginning of each year much more than any other Gemara. But first, the beginning of every Masechta. Why? Because we come with not only fresh kofos, but we're focused now. There's nothing else going on in our lives right now. It's getting settled a little bit, right? If it's your first year here, it's a little more trouble getting settled. But your second year, take it for granted, so it becomes easier. So, one of the things that we have to work on is maintaining that sense of ischadshus when it comes to learning. So, as difficult as it is, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it from us. You kechadoshim beinechem b'chol yom. V'yom shemoya tishmu. Im shematem b'yoshon, right? Tishmu b'chodosh. If you'll be able to look at things that you've learned already in a new way, that's what Iyun is. That's one of the great challenges of Masechta Shabbos. Because on one hand, it will be extremely familiar to us. Because everyone's learning for Shabbos. And everyone knows the terms. On the other hand, That is a tremendous challenge. Because since we know Hilchos Shabbos, so we have to be able to look at it with fresh eyes, differently, through different Rishonim, and sometimes the structures that we have in mind will maintain themselves, and sometimes we have to entirely restructure our understanding of Halacha. And if that's the case, that will require greater work, to be able to pull things apart that we're familiar with. But that's the Halacha of Hilchos. And what we have to try to do is capture the excitement we have now, and even though it'll be unnatural later on in the year, but nevertheless to try to grab it. New sugya, a new malacha, a new tosfos, a new way of looking at things. That idea of eschatos for a lamdan, a person can have that every single day. The excitement we have now. The person gets involved in lamdas, and that's one of the great achievements of a lamda. Not only the avas of Torah in a large sense, but the simcha of learning on a daily basis. Because when we learn a new tosis, we'll look at something in a different way. So that's part of the Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, when he wanted to excuse the purpose of Bein Hazmanim, so he explained it more or less this way. Because there are things that we can accomplish when we come to with fresh kochos, and there's an appreciation of what it means to have freshness and newness. And it's an avoda to maintain that and to continuously, in Shabbos it'll be a little bit easier, because the sugyas are shorter sugyas. Alright. The Mishnah in Gimel Aleph lists the malachas, as you know, there are many important rashis through Medayikin. Please go through the Rashi's carefully if you haven't as of yet. And we'll come back to them of Yirtz Hashem. Certainly the Rashi discusses Memtes Melochis Meskulei. The Tosis Lakosha Bamatir obviously is a very important very important issue. And we'll come back to it once we've learned a little bit more. So now on the top of Ayin Gimel and Beis. The Gemara says, Minyana Lomeli. Rashi, anybody can count, right? Anybody can take out time to count. Mishnayos are written with almost the same degree of brevity as the Torah allowed to darshan Mishnayos. So Avos Melachos Arba'im Chasarachas is unnecessary. He even reports it twice in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Minyan Alamali. Who needs this line that there are 39 Melachos? Amar V'yechanan Shim Osan Kulam V'helem Echad Chayav Al Kol Achas V'yachas. So Rabbi Yechanan says, because we have a din, that if a person would violate many, many malachis, so he's chayav al kol malacha malacha. So obviously he's not chayav skila or kores on every malacha, because that can only happen once, right? So he's chayav korban eschatas. He's chayav, he can be chayav as many chatois, as many ovais that he did. Right? That's a little bit of a chiddush. That the Torah already established the structure of avos when it comes to chiyuv chatas. If a person violates zeireya in many, many ways, one chatas. But if a person is violating zeireya and chayresh and koitzer, three malachas. So the Rabbi Yechanan said that is the point of the Mishnah. Arboim, avos malachas, arboim chasarachas, one's chayiv a melacham per of, one chayiv a chatas per of. So that's called chiluk melachis l'shabbos. Chiluk melachis l'shabbos. And the Gemara points out, the Gemara points out, that chiluk melachis only applies to Shabbos. It does not apply to Yom Tov. So the person would violate bona, take an easier one, if he would violate easy zeireya and chayresh and koitzer. Obviously, it's not from lechaz echel nefesh. He's only chayav one malchus. He's only chayav one korban. But in Shabbos, when it's chayav a korban chatas for every single house, chiluk malachis a Shabbos. Right? Already halfway through Elul. So we're already close to Yom Tov Yom Nirom. So we have the opportunity right away to greet Rabbi Einsteiner. So for those who are just coming to the yeshiva, Rabbi Einsteiner is a Rav and a Machaber, a Svarim from Cleveland, and the wonderful Talmud Chacham, you may have seen his Svarim and Chumash, and comes to us now because he has part of the Melech Sakosh, which he does, is to raise money for indigent families in Yerushalayim. And Einsteiner will explain what he's accomplishing over there. All I have to be mosif is that Rabbi Schechter knows Rabbi Einsteiner for many years. I know Rabbi Einsteiner for many years, and he comes to us with the highest degree of respect and integrity.
We can hardly call this an organization. We're a number of individuals here in Eretz Yisrael who distribute money to some between 400 and 450 families in Eretz Yisrael. These are poverty-stricken families, as Nuvar said. A few years ago, I asked to see some of those homes, and I saw two homes, and I didn't have to really see more. You wouldn't believe how poor some of these people are. The reason I'm involved in this tzedakah is because it's accountable, it's verifiable. Our Gizborim in Eretz Yisrael check out the needs of the families, and as the needs vary, so the stipend we give them varies. The larger ones get larger stuff, and the smaller ones get smaller stipends. And then equally important, perhaps even more so, that there's no overhead. Not one single cent overhead. Everyone who does so the Shem Shammai. Any cost incurred in getting the money to these people is borne by us. Not one single cent goes off. Whatever you give, that's what goes there. And we give, of course, not only Yerushalayim, the length and breadth of Eretz Yisrael. We have Gizborim, Nemonim in different cities and different communities who are responsible for their communities, and they distribute the money. Rabbi Schechter calls me up a couple of days or so before Sukkot, and any commitment that's made to him by that time will honor. We have an account in Eretz Yisrael. So you know, most of the money that we give, I think, we like to give each family $50 or $100 at least. And you multiply that by 400 and 450, that's a lot of money. Most of the money comes from each of the family's alumni, more from the alumni. Some of the alumni send us larger amounts of money because they know it's honest, and then they know it goes where it's supposed to go. So, you know, before Hashanah, everyone wants to give stuff. Okay? You'd like to think you're giving it to someone that really needs it, that's honest, and you like to think that at least some of the money goes to where it's supposed to go. Here I vouch for the fact that it's 100% honest and every single cent goes. If you know someone who's interested, get it to Rabbi Neuberg or to Rabbi Schechter, and we'll take care of it from there. They can make out a check for tax purposes to congregation toward the charity fund, that's my shul, simply for tax purposes. Gentlemen, avail yourselves.
Yeah.
So what's the makor for chiluk malachis? Chiluk malachis is a chiddush. Why is chiluk malachis a chiddush? Why do we need a makor for chiluk malachis? Why do we need what? Why?
Because why would you think, if I just mentioned them independently, why would you think that, what would the number add to it? Why would mentioning 39 or Aboyim
No, the number 39 is just to record it in the Mishnah.
So saying, so if we're going to say that the reason for that number
yeah.
is in order to make it chiluk.
Chiluk malachis, yeah.
So I mean, what does the number add that makes it chiluk malachis?
Again, the number is only a record. So when we learn the number, we'll say the din. Right? A number is just it's almost like it's a device. If Yudah Nasi wants to record in the mission, this din. This is how he records it. Alright? But the question is, Chiluk Malacha is a Chiddush? What would you say? The Ritva says in Davai, was the Ritva right? That if I wouldn't have drushes, so I would say that you only bring one korban. Why? Why only one korban? No? One what? Only one lav. Only one lav. Lisazakol malacha. So only one lav lachar should be only one korban. The Gemara increases. Ocha, the Gemara in Shabbos also. Ochal dam v'chelev chayev. Ochal dam v'chelev v'elamachas. Right, a person was unaware of the din of dam and the isim chelev. He eats it at one time. It's one maisa chila. It's one dish, one restaurant, one suda. Chayev two korbanos. Why? He was over two laven. Right, let's say a person did not know Yom Kippur, and he ate, and he violated one of the Inuyim, according to those who hold the Inuyim all day Raisa. So he's over two laven, two chiyuvim. So when it comes to Shabbos, the Ritva says it's one din. But he says, halacha l'mayshem Sinai, and that we'll discuss in a few days, that memtesam advais, that ayinam and aleph, we have mekoyres to tell us that there are 39 of his malachis. Eilad dvorim, and the number of malachis, the number of the times of the word malach appears in Chumash. But Pashtus, that this all halacha l'mayshem Sinai. Le'isasakol malacha is one pasuk. Kadosh Baruch Hu explained to Moshe Rabbeinu what malacha means. The malacha is, again, that the next step is a little bit gray. And we'll see how the Mishnah and the Gemara discuss it. How we go? What did Kadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Did he say go to the Mishkan to figure it out? Did he list the obvious malachis? We'll get to it. But that's halacha l'maishu. We say for one lav. So therefore, if a person would write on Shabbos pelamachas, he doesn't know it's Shabbos. Somebody told him that Shabbos this week begins at 8 o'clock. Came from out of town, different time zone. He asked around when the Shabbos begin. The guy made a mistake. Instead of saying 7 to 8 o'clock. So for the first hour of Shabbos, he's doing malachas b'shoigeg. He could be doing, thank you, he's doing bishul, he's doing siva. So he's only violating one lav. That's the Ridvon Nevayim. So the Torah is mechadesh chiluk malachas l'gavi Shabbos. Would it be Yom Tov? He'll be chayev one. Shabbos, chiluk malachas. So what's the makor for chiluk malachas? It's a chiddush. So what's the makor for chiluk malachas and Shabbos? No? Was that? No, what's the machlokes? Right, if I am an Aleph, I am an Aleph. Chayev al kol melacha melacha. The opening mission of Klal Gav, we're not going to go through this, these daf and binyan. But we have to work on this, the first line of our sugya. First Klal Gav, the first mission in Tzamach Zayin of Advais the Perek. Kol asher cheyach ikir Shabbos v'yosem melachis harbei, b'shabbos is harbei, ein echayiv alochat esachas. Hayoidea ikir Shabbos, a person doesn't know Iker Shabbos. He's a Tinoi Shenishba. He's a Ger Shenizgayer. He became a Ger. And they told him some halachas. They didn't tell him Shabbos. And he's in a community that's not keeping Shabbos. So he's violating many Shabbosos in many, many ways. And then he's a Shev Midiyasai. Then he learns Shabbos. So he brings one korban per Shabbos. Right? Machlekes Rishonim, whether that is because there is, because the two Shabbosais are so far apart from each other, and there must be some recognition in the meantime that he's with a Shabbos. With the idea is an implicit assumption. Machlekes Rashi Tosfos, we'll go into it. If a person is aware that it's Shabbos, and let's assume for a moment he's aware that there's an Iser Malach on Shabbos, he is unaware of the actual Malachis. He's unaware that there's a Zerei and Acha. He thinks you have to rest on Shabbos, but he doesn't know there's an Iser of Havara Beitzah. So then Chayav Kol Malacha Malacha. That's Zodain Shabbos v'shigigas melachis. Right? Zodain Shabbos v'shigigas melachis. He knows it's Shabbos. He doesn't know melachis. As opposed to a person who is shigigas Shabbos v'zodain melachis. The Jew who thinks that Shabbos is beginning in an hour, he's aware of Shabbos. Right? But Shigigas Melachis, he doesn't know that the Melachis are Chal right now. So, the Gemara says in Ayman Aleph, Zodain Shabbos, V'Shigigas Melachis, is Chayavol Kol Melacha Melacha, Tav Yechanan Din. Tav Yechanan saying it's Pshat in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Chiluk Melachis Min Nolan. So Gemara says in Ayin Amar Aleph that it's a machlaikis, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nassan, and Shmuel. A strange machlaikis. Two Tanam and one Amayra. So I think the Rajbo writes, what the Rishonim says is Kabbalah. Right? The Rajbo says it. That's on the page. So there must have been a Kabbalah because it's impossible that, yeah, on the item base. Le'imashmalei. that it must mean a kabbalah, because otherwise he couldn't be chalik. So it's really a three-way machlaikis. What's the machlaikis? No, what's the machlaikis? Rav Nosson and Rav Yaisi? What's the machlaikis to know him? Havorot, in addition to Laisasa kol malacha, Laisavaru eish b'chol mosh v'yisechem. Why did the Torah single out that one malacha? Torah singles out maybe at most four malachas. Right? B'chlarishu b'katsir tishbos. Machlaikis with his Shabbos or Shvius. The lav of Haitzah, maybe. Al Yaitzi Ish. Mara Darshans. Right? That is Haitzah. But it's clear that 35 malachis are not singled out. And it's clear that the only malacha that is unambiguously singled out is Havara. So Gemara says, what was the schus of Havara? Machlekes Rabbi Nosson Rabbi Yosi. Right? Rabbi Nosson says, Havara lechalek yotzes. And Rabbi Yosi says, Havara lelav yotzes. And Bryson Einam et al, towards the bottom. If Havara is lechalek yotzes, what does that mean, lechalek yotzes? Lechalek, that there's chiluk chatois. As it is, the Ritzvah explains that Laisasa komaloch is one lav, so one korban chatas. The Torah was moitzi avara to teach us that the maloch is that the din of chiluk chatois. And Rab Nosson and Rab Yosi disagrees. Rabbi Yosi says, no, l'lav yotzes. That Havara is singled out, lo l'lamed ala klal kuloi. Havara is singled out for unique din of Havara. That every other melacha is a melacha with a chiyav skila, and Havara is no chiyav skila. Alright? Is it a local machlaikis or a shas machlaikis? No, what would you say? How do you know? How do you know it's a Shas machlaik and not a local machlaik? No? Last year's a Masechta. This is the segue. Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that when it comes to the Yisur of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says that the Torah said there's an Yisur to be to do Oyvid Avodah Zarah Kedarka. There are three kinds of Avodah Zarah. One is Kedarka. One is doing what the Avodah Zarah wants you to do. Whether it's Pa'or or Markulus, whatever it is. One is to do the Avodah that we do for the Rebbeinu Shalaylam. Karbonais and Hazah and Zrika and Yisachamayim. And Kitor, and then there's Hashtach Havoya. So the Torah singled out Hashtach Havoya. So the Gemara says, why is Hashtach Havoya singled out? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, but that was the Samach, the Devayim, the Samach, the base. Samach Zayim. No. The base. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Samveis ibn Aleph, that whatever Rav Nosson and Yosi say legabe havara, they'll say legabe ishtach havoya. So the machlaikis of Rav Yosi Rav Nosson is a shaswa, it's a Torah machlaikis. If the Torah has a lam, which includes many details, and the Torah singles out one detail. Why did it single the detail? Machlaikis, if it was singled out, machalik alalav. So machlaikis over here as well. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi Yosi who says, Havara lelav yotzes. What's the makor for Havara lachalik yotzes? No. What's the makor? If you hold Avar the Lav Yotzes, What's the mekor for chiluk chatois l'shabbos? Chiluk melachos. So at the bottom of Ayin and Aleph, because when the Torah gives us the din of chatois at the beginning of Vayikra, Perek Dalet Pasuk Beis, Daveral Bnei Yisrael Emor, Nefesh Ki Sechta Mishkoga, Mikol Mitzvah Hashem, Asher Lo Yisei Asena, V'Osa Mei Achas Mei Heina. It should be V'Osa Achas. And he does one of them. Right? The whole phrase, V'Osa Mei Achas Mei Heina is supremely redundant. It should be Yasa Achas. We know Achas Me'ena. He does one of the Aveiros, so he does one of one. Right? Or it could be Yasa Heina. Does them. Right? So what? So Achas and Heina is extra, and Me'achas and Me'heina is extra. So we have four drushes. So the very bottom line of an Aleph, Achas is Shimon. He writes a word. Me'achas is a chiddush. He intends to write Shimon, and he writes Shane. Heina is Avos. Me'heina is Toldos. This, we'll come back to this, because this might be the makor for the whole concept of Toldos. It's also a chiddush. And you know, there is an Avos and Toldos structure. So he's a pause, he's a drasha. So we'll come back to this. Achas shiheina zodain shabbos v'shingas melachis. Heina shi achas shingas shabbos v'zodain melachis. You can violate shabbos and become chayiv in multiple korbanos, or you can have multiple violations and become chayiv only one korban. That's the chiddush. I have one pasuk, right? So what is it? Is it one korban? It's one korban, right? Or I have four melachot, three melachot. So for the chatois. So the terrorism mechane should go either way. If the shkog is I didn't know it's Shabbos, so then I bring one korban. If the shkoga was, I didn't know the melachos, then it's a korban per of. Not even per melacha. Per of. It's also a chiddush. Because once I'm going to have multiple korbanos, so why not for a tolda? Why not per maisa? A person plants a seed in the ground, waters it, right? So he thinks they raise it twice. A person takes prunes a tree, zomer five times. A person prunes a tree and takes the seedling and puts it into the ground. He's over Zereya twice. Only one korban. The whole thing is mechudish. Right? So then we have Shmuel. Shmuel apparently holds Hamor Lalam Yotzes. Shmuel does not think that Ach is made us so redundant. And Shmuel a Kabbalah. Now what? Mois Yumos. Ribsa Tera Mises Harbe. Tera says there are multiple Mises for Shabbos. You can't die more than once. So it's got to be talking about something else. So we know from Sanhedrin that what? That a good replacement for Mises is Malkus. Gemara talks about Malkus. What daf? No, I don't think so. No, the sugya. No. Malkus. Malkus been playing Misa. No, it's the beginning. It's right after Moshe Shemir. You don't know. The bottom, you don't know. Right? So the Gemara says, Rivsa Torah Misas Harbe. Right? That's one of the sources that Malkus requires 23. We don't pass on that source. That's one of the sources. We don't pass on that Tana. Alright, so three drushes. So again. So, the Ritva says, without, and this is the Pashto, without Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, we would say there's no such thing as chiluk melachos l'shabbos. One lav, one korban. Gemara says an ayin of an aleph with three drushes. Each one l'shitosek. Right? Havara l'chalek yotzes, Rav Nasa. V'yosa me'achat me'ina Rav Yosi. Mois yumos shmur. Alright? Good. Okay, now the interesting part now. Okay? Those are the facts you gotta learn. Okay? So now the question is, what was the chiddush of the Tosfos Rid that I wanted you to see? Nope. What did the Tosfos Rid say? Kuf Lamed Ches. Don't got to it. Gemara in Kuf Lamed Ches. Gemara in Kuf Lamed Ches says, Mishamer Mishamayim Masvinen Ben. Person sets up a sieve and Shabbos. Mishamayim Masvinen Ben. How do we give this person Asra? Right? Person's only Chayiv Skila if he gets Asra. Right? To aid enough to give the person Asra. So the Gemara says, when a person sifts something in Shabbos, right? How do we give him Asra? Mishamayim Asvinan Bey. The Gemara says, discusses, Bayre Mirakate. What's the Kasha? What's the assumption of the Kasha? What's the assumption of the kasha of Shemai Masvinan Bay? No, go ahead. Right? Right? Ayin Gilam Abbas, Taismas. Mishum Zeireya. And we haven't done this yet. But this we'll be able to see it inside. Ayin Gilam Abbas. Second page, Mishum Zeireya. Gemara says you'll get to tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. How many people here have classes on Thursday before 3 o'clock? Or smicha class? Either smicha or college class? Okay, good. Okay. So, Mishum Zeireya. Ein leichiach mikan ditzorech lasrois atoldo mishum av. The loyko amar shetzorach lasrois mishum zeireya. Elodim hisre boy mishum zeireya the chayiv. Tosfos says this is not a makor that would teach us what he just said. What's your name? Again, Asher. Asher just said the Gemara said mishum mayim masvinan bay. What do you mean mishum mayim masvinan bay? I'm going to shlub you in because of Chilul Shabbos. Maybe we should mind Masvinan Bay. So Tosfos says there is reason to assume that if I see a person in Mechalel Shabbos and it's my intent to bring them into the Beis Din to give Mechiyav Misa, I have to give Masra to Adam. So there's reason to believe the Asra has to be specific down to the Yom. Right? So Tosfos says, our Gemara is not a Raya for that. Don't bring a Raya from our Gemara. Avol b'resh perek teilin kuf lamin ches mash mektaz te tzorach l'asreis atodu mishumov te ka'omer misham mishumai masvinin bein. So Tosfos says, even there it's not such a good deal. Right? But in that Gemara, Mishamayim Masvinan Bey, says that Tosfos Rid says, because once you have a din of Chiluk Chatois L'Shabbos, so it's Ki'ilu, there's a Leisas V'Kumalach on every single Ov. Ki'ilu, there are 39 leisasa kol malachas in chumash. That's pshat. So the Tosef it says, Chiluk Malach, you look it up. So Tosef Rid learns the whole sugya of Chiluk Chatois, as the Torah being Mechadish, that even though Leisasuk Malach appears only once, it's Ki'ilu, it's there 39 times. That's how you can be chayiv a korban chatas on each melacha separately. All right, is this the pashtus that Taisi read? Is this pshat in the Gemara in the Vayim and Aleph? And the Rishonim would disagree with the Taisi. Is there, he asked a little bit better, would the Taisus Rid say that this is a pshat in all three limudim? Yosa achas mehena, chiluk malachis, malav lechalik yosas, and what's the first one? Mois yumas. Look, anybody see anything which would indicate one way or the other? Go ahead, Daniel. Okay, good. I would agree with that. Good. Go ahead. According to Rashi, what is the limud of lechalik yosas? How do we pull out of the hat lechalik yosas? He said it's a shas wide issue. How does Rashi identify that limud? How did Rabbi Yosi come up with it? Rabbi Yosi come up with this? What Daniel said is that it sounds like from Shmuel, the lashon of a Torah ribs of Mises Harvey, it sounds like the chiddush over here is I have many malachas, I have many korbanos, but lav davka that Shmuel's limud would accept the idea that there are multiple lavin kilu. What about the way that Rashi interprets Havara lechalik yatzis? No?
Yeah, I guess because he says specifically that Havara is special in and of itself, so I guess everything else, you know, itself is all the luck it's
all right. So Rashi invokes the midah, Kol she yatzim in a klal, lelamid al akal klu yatzim. Pashtus, right? The Torah excludes something. So why the Torah have a midah? Whenever the Torah removes one object from a list is to give me some insight about the rest of the list. So the pashtus is that this is not teaching me that there is a new lav. Exact opposite. It's teaching me that it's all governed by the same lav. It's all in the same list. It's a chiddush. And you can be medayik from the ritva. The ritva says on ayin amar aleph, yochel osam kula v'nechayim v'lo achas. So the ritva says that it's ki'ilo you're eating two pieces of chaylev. It's not my idea. I came across it in a what is this? A sort of this floating around. But I'm distant Kaplan, I think he says a shir in the mirror. So at the very end of the sefer, he has a minor from a person of Aaron Weiss. I don't know who he is. I assume he also learns in the mirror. So he pointed out this ritva. When I learned Shabbos last time around, I assume like the taste is written. I have in my notes, I assume in telling the taste is written. And then I saw he had this deep in the ritva that seems to say that the taste is written. They're arguing this nekuda. Because the ritva says, after you have the limud, so the person does a reyan chayresh, it's ke'ilu he ate two pieces of chaylev. According to Taisus Rin, the muscle should be as if he ate a piece of chaylev, a piece of dam. So the fact that the ritva gives that muscle means that the ritva and the Taisus Rin are arguing over here. After we say chiluk chatois, what does chiluk chatois mean? So the ritva says chiluk chatois means a chiddush. A person is violating Shabbos. You can rack up korbanos chatos. That's it. Taisus Rin says chiluk chatois means it's ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me 39 lavin when it comes to Shabbos. Lanias daiti, the Taisus Rin would probably say it's a machlekes tanoim. Because probably the Taisus Rin would agree that Shmuel and maybe Rabbi Yossi agree, say that it's just ribui chatois. And that Rabbi Nasan, who says chiluk melachos, holds that it's like extra lav. But that we can leave another time. Alright? But again, so what we're saying is that we have two ways that we opened up with this din. Alright? We opened up with this din of chiluk chatois with Shabbos, but the unique aspects of Shabbos. And in fact, it's an aspect which is shared by Shabbos and by Avodah Zarah. The only two dinim we have chiluk chatois is Shabbos and is Avodah Zarah. It itself is fascinating because both are issues of Emunah, right? The flip of each other, right? The lav. The person who violates Shabbos ki'ilu kaifu barayla, right? So it's interesting that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechanish this din of chiluk chatois in Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. So we said that's from Yechanan's opening. That's his pshat in the Mishnah. Why does it say 39? To teach us, to remind us of the din. Chiluk chatois. What's the makor for the din? It's a chiddush. One lav to be chay of so many chatois. It's a chiddush. No, three makoros. Why three makoros? What's wrong with one makor? So it could be, Taisus Rin would say, this is a machlekes avi. It's exactly what, when we finish the din of chiluk chatois, what is to be the din? But even if we don't go that route, it certainly is true that the ritva and the Taisus Rin are arguing how to understand the din of chiluk chatois according to the one that says lechalak yos. What's the machlokes? Is chiluk chatois ke'ilu that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created 39 lavin, or is chiluk chatois and din that a Kadosh Baruch Hu racked up the number of chatois per this korban? In kol ha'torah kula, it's one chatas for one lav. Here it's a max of 39. What's the nafkamina? No, what's the nafkamina? What's the nafka mina? One nafka you know already. No? Asra. The Tosfos records that Ayin Gilman Bamin Beis Bishum Zerveya. You look at it more carefully later on, we'll look at it more carefully tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. That there's a machlaikas Baliya Tosfos. Machlaikas Bishayinim. But whether Asra has to be linked up with the lav, in other words, you have to say, I didn't say it properly. Whether when you give Asra on Shabbos, you have to mention the Yav Malacha. So apparently there was this idea that was current in the time of Tosfos. Of course, that's a Tosfos Rid. When the Gemara said, Mishamayim Asrinan Beg, the Tosfos Rid took it Mamish Kipshutai. That when a person gives Asra on Shabbos, you have to give Asra for that lav, for that malacha, for that ov. So it makes perfect sense now. Because according to Tosfos Rid, you always have to give Asra for the lav. And in Shabbos, there's 39 lav in Kilu. That's the Chiddush of the Chalak Yotzos. But Tosfos himself says it's lav davka. You feel in a different shot. Mishamayim Asrinan Bey could be a more flowery way of talking. But le'oilel da'atayna, you have to be masra, the oiv, the avarian, that this is bishul, this is makavapatish, this is a boina. No, le'oilel, that's a komalacha. See how Mar Makomos, to look at it more carefully. But look over, that's the machlaikas. That Tosfos Rid, who holds that the chiluk malachis means that the Torah was marbel ki'ilu lavin, so it makes sense to say that the hasra must be for the lav. But Rashi, the Ritva, and the Tosfos Ein Gilman based our Tosfos, says, what are you talking about? It's one lav. So hasra is mishum Shabbos. But there should be a machlekes, there could be a machlekes. There's a fascinating comment by Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank was the Rav of Yerushalayim. He was lived, I think, in the late 50s. It was a goyin adir. He was a tremendous goyin, a tremendous tzaddik. So he has a sefer, Mr. Will refer to it many times, because he has in his sefer Har Tzvi, he has whole kuntres and Shabbos. And Malachis Shams, arranged around the Malachis. I think it's called Talalei Sodom. So Rashi Pesach was one of these magnificent figures. He was such an impressive figure, Rashi Pesach, that when he was nifted in the 50s, Yerushalayim could not see themselves appointing another Rav Rashi until Rabbi Shalom Zsolti in the 70s. So Yerushalayim went without a Rav. Letter of a Rashi, probably for 15 years or so. Because after Rashi Pesach, no, they couldn't imagine who could they ever get to replace him. Such a magnificent, they have this song called Mikroi Kodesh, for Yom Tov. That's Rashi Pesach's, that's what went on his table. He had a hanhaga that, I think his book was also like this, that 30 days before every Yom Tov, they learned the Masechta Be'iyim. And then, of course, the Yom Tov used to come around, and there were shmuz. So the Mikroi Kodesh, almost all Mikroi Kodesh is the shmuzing that went around Rashi Pesach's table on the Yom Tov of Shana, the Yom Tov of Sukkot, and then the tremendous amount of lomdus. So Rashi Pesach went to the following shaila. We'll mention it now when we'll come back to it maybe to look at it more lomais later on. Had the following shaila that. We have a din. When do we say mutav shivushoygim al yomizid? Right, it's a Gemara in Day. Right, mutav shivushoygim al yomizid. When do we say that it's better not to give a chacham, and the person should be a shoygeg and not a mezid? No, when do we say that? What does the Gemara say? Only one kind of situation, one kind of din. When the halacha is not mefurish b'kra. If the halacha is mefurish b'kra, the Gemara says everybody's amazed already. So it's a pasuk in Chumash. And even if it's a very clear drabbana, But when there's some ambiguity about the din, the classic example is Tzeis Yom Kippurim. If, as Yom Kippur is coming during Tfilah Zaka, during after Zaka, during Kol Nidred, so people, right before, as Kol Nidred starts, the din they rise to be Moisif. If we see people are not being Moisif, but doesn't give a Chachada. Mutav Shiu Shoigim V'Alyum Mizidin. Mefurish Bekra, you have to give a Chachada. So the question came to see Pesach is once a person whose daughter put on cosmetics and Shabbos. So he came to see Pesach, should he tell his daughter that the Nisir Deiraisa to put on cosmetics and Shabbos? He doesn't think his daughter will listen to him. So does this fit into the category Mutav Shiu Shoigim V'Alyum Mizidin? That was his kasha to Pesach. Pashtus is, it doesn't fall into the categories. He said, right, so we should give a chacha. So if Tzvi Pesach said, it's tremendous Yiddish. He says he thinks that all the malachis of Shabbos are in the category of not being mefurish b'kura. Because even though there is a lav mefurish b'kura, sasako malacha, but the 39 of his malachis are not mefurish b'kura. Right? So therefore he says, as you find in the back of the Art Space, in one of the footnotes there, that Melechus Shabbos, I think he says, but there's Efshim, I'm not sure if he says that's 100% clear to him, but it's conceivable to him, I think he passed on the mice this way, that Melechus Shabbos are not considered Mefurish Mekra. Right? Now, Lech Ora, this comment of Tzvi Pesach could be correct, both according to the Ritva as well as according to Tzvi Pesach. But it certainly would be correct according to Tzvi Pesach. According to the Ritva, Shabbos is like any lav in the Torah. You have a lav mefurish b'Torah, and there are many halachas that are not mefurish b'kura. Yom Kippur says v'inisem. So the Torah, according to the certain mandam, has to explain what's v'inisem. Right? There are many, many, a person eats maybe a chatz ishir. Right? So that's not Mefurish B'Kura. Even the Shir is not Mefurish B'Kura. There are many details of Dinim De'Eraisa that are not Mefurish B'Kura. So Rav Tzvi Pesach say that every single time I have a detail that's not Mefurish B'Kura, I don't apply Mutav Shishayim, that's not the Pashtus. So it could be that Rav Tzvi Pesach's Ha'orah is certainly correct according to Tzvi Rid. But it's a bigger chinesh, a third chinesh according to Ritva. Could be a nafkamina. Hasra l'chaim is a good nafkamina. Rav Tzvi Pesach is more entertaining. So, but I'm not convinced it's a nafkamina, but it could be that according to Tzvi Rid, Rav Tzvi Pesach's chinesh is clear, and according to the Ritva, not so much. Alright? But at least you get a chance to see the difference between the Tzvi Rid and the Ritva and Hanul Pshan Chil Chatois. And that lechor is the machlekes in this Tosfos that we'll look at in greater detail. Just to give an appreciation of the din of Chiluk Chatois. Again, this is not a little bit off the beaten track, but to give you an appreciation, because sometimes when you deal with issues that are conscious issues, they seem very, very elusive and distant. The idea of Chiluk Chatois and Shabbos, as opposed to, let's say, Chiluk Chatois and Yom Tov, but there isn't such a din, is because when it comes to Shabbos, every malacha is an essential part of the din of Shabbos. Mashenikin legabi yomtiv. This is as a possible mahalach. The Sefer Chinuch writes that the shavisa on Shabbos is in order to continuously remind us of a Kadosh Baruch Hu being the Borei Olam. the Shvisa and Yom Tov, the Chinuch writes, is just to give us a chance to relax, so to speak, so that we will think about Kadosh Baruch Hu being a Goyel, Kadosh Baruch Hu being taking care of us on Sukkot, Kadosh Baruch Hu being the nice in our Torah. The Chinuch writes that the purpose of the Shvisa and Yom Tov is different than the purpose of Shvisa and Shabbos. The Shvisa and Yom Tov, that's why there's a Heter Echol Nefesh and Yom Tov. Because the purpose of the Shvisa and Yom Tov is primarily Menucha. Oh, one has Menucha. One's able to then ponder certain ideas you couldn't ponder when you have pressure and other things going on in your life. The Shvisa and Shabbos is not to give us Menucha. It's a separate idea of Menucha and Shabbos. The Shvisa and Shabbos is to drive home to us that there are many things that are really that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does in a grand way, because he's the Boire, and we sometimes, since we're involved, we think that we forget he's the Boire. So in Shabbos we retract from aspects of Bria, so that we remind ourselves that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Boreh. We attract from Zereya. So we remind that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Zereya. We attract from Bishol to remind us Kadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Mevasha. We attract from Boina, v'chulei v'chulei. So when it comes to Shabbos, every melacha contributes, every melacha is part of the goal of Shabbos. The tachlis of Shabbos, of the Menucha of Shabbos, is to have a greater appreciation for the Rebbeinu from being a Boire and a Zereya and a Boina and a Koshe v'chulei. So that's, how does the Torah communicate this idea to us? Chinuch HaTorah. Certainly according to the Tosfos Rit. According to Ritva, we have to look a bit further. But certainly according to the Tosfos Rit, this is how the Torah communicates this idea. That you have to understand that the Shvisa Mimlacha and Shabbos is a different kind of Shvisa. That if there are 39 Melachis in Shabbos, that's because there are 39 Nekudos that we're supposed to be thinking about in Shabbos. Or at least being open to think about in Shabbos. And Yom Tov, no chilik Melachis. Because in Yom Tov there's one big din of Menucha. So how do you accomplish Menucha? By restraining oneself from certain activities. But that makes the idea of chiluk malachis not such a distant concept. It could be that the machlokes says it's written, and the Ritva goes deep in a different direction. So that's speculative. So I just let you think about it. Once the Tosfos Rit and the Ritva argue, so what's the base of their machlokes? That's the next step, right? Again, so what do we say so far? Mishnah opens, Gemara opens up with Chiluk Malachis, Chiluk HaTorahs. We went to figure out what's the Makor for Chiluk HaTorahs. Then we found two Rishonim who seem to understand Chiluk HaTorahs differently, right? We then pointed out that it's very possible that at least according to Tosfos Rit, this Machlokes Ritva and Tosfos Rit is a maybe Machlokes Tanoim. Because according to Ritva, it sounds like that it's, he holds all the Tanoim agree to this. Right? That, if we want to be able to point out the Machlokes in a crisp way, the Machlokes is Havara Lachalik Yotzes. Is Havara Lachalik Yotzes a din? Is the Chiddush? Is it the midah shatayin and dreshes man? They call a yotzim in a klal lelamid al klal kula yotzim is simply teaching me ribui chatois, or Tosfos Rit, is it teaching me that every melachas keilu gets its own lam? To understand the machleik is better, possibly that is the machleik's legabi asro. What's the Nekudas HaMachlekes for the Tosfos Rit and the Ritva? It's the next step. In other words, how did it come about that It is if we want to understand again, if we understand the reason that the Ritzva and the Tzitzit would argue that it's probably how they understood this idea of Lachalik Yotzis. So they understand that it's part of the Midas return of the Reshus Ben. Or did they see it as a Chiddush? Megavi Chatois. So the Tzitzit Ritzva, the only way you can have a Chiddush Megavi Chatois is to have more Lavin. Right? So that's probably how the Machlekes came about. Lachalik Yotzis. How is it Machalik? Is it part of the Mida Shatonid Reshus Ben Lalamed Alakal Kula? It's not the Lachalik Yotzis. It's Laharvois Bechatois because of this Mida. Or is it specifically a Machayev in Kurbanis and the only way that can happen is by having Ribay Lam? But the next step in the Eon, which we have to be more equipped in Shkogos to work this out, is that apparently, according to the Ritzva, apparently according to Tosis Rid, the only way you can have more chatois is more lavin. So that's why he doesn't, he's not open to the idea, or at least he is open to the idea of having more lavin with the attendant chiddush, you're going to have asra in that way. And the Ritzva apparently understands, no, the Torah can give me a chiddush of Ribi Chatois. It doesn't have to be that I have a Chatos per Lav. So there must be something in the Mechayev of Korbanos Chatos that the Ritva and Tosfos would disagree with. What's the Mechayev of Korban Chatos? Is the Mechayev of Korban Chatos the Lav? So if I have more than one Korban, I must have more Lavin? Or is the Mechayev in Korban Chatos, can the Mechayev and Korban Chatos be that the called the Chaymer Adin? That there could be such a thing as a Lav being Mechayev many, many Korbanos Chatos. So from the Ritva accepts that kind of an idea and says, can't be. But that takes in a different direction as to whether the what's the Mechayev of Bechatas? So, there one could argue that if the purpose of a Korban Chatas was to achieve, let's say, Kapora, so the Kapora has to be attached to a certain lav, because if a carrot, you could say, no, you could say certain parshas and chumash can require a different kind of Kapora. It could be that if a person it's not Shemir Shabbos, so it's Kaifer Bebriya. He requires a different kind of, it's a different kind of kapar. But it's probably machloikas in how a Korban Chatos works. According to Jesus, really the Korban Chatos must be related to a specific lab. Apparently, according to Ritva Lab Davke, the Korban Chatos establishes, again, without leaving the Shunis of Halacha too far, but the Korban Chatos is like the Ramban speaks about that the Korban Chatos is removes various mechitzas to an individual in the Rabban Shalom. So the Ritva may hold that could be when it comes to Avodah Zarah and Shabbos. So in order to remove the mechitzas that have been created, I need to have more Korban Chatos. Right. No, so, right. Generated by lav. Right? It's great. Generated by lav. But apparently, one lav can generate. I can violate one lav, and by doing so, generate many korbanos. No? What was that? No, the pastor says that when I violate a lav, right, in one helim, it's one shkoga, right? It's one shkoga. What's mechayim? The lapse. So if my lapse of one lav is demonstrated in several ways, it's still one lapse. Okay, so tomorrow we'll go on to the discussion of Hasra, the next Tosfos. of Shira, then we'll have Shira late. All right. We'll have Shira late Shira tomorrow. Won't be good for you. Is it 1:15? All right. Okay, and we'll go on to the next issue of Asra. And if you haven't signed in, so please sign in. Okay, we'll have in a minute. 1:15, I think.
Are we starting tomorrow?
I think so.
Okay. Ezra Fuller also wants to know.
Who wants to come?
Where's he going to be?
Probably in the room next to Rosh Hashanah.
3:00?
3:00, yeah.
Good. So another shot for us. I'm over there.
Okay. Shalom, how you doing?
Very good. How's the song?
Very good. Yourself?
Very good. Yeah, a little bit. Not on purpose. It just so happens.
I see your picture up?
No, I didn't. I heard about it.
First off. First picture that you walked in.
Yeah,
I'm really good. Is that awesome? Where were you?
Australia, New Zealand.
Really? Went in a counterpoint? Oh, very good. Very good. It's all very exciting. Shalom Aleichem, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. You moved in already?
I did. My wife didn't.
Is she coming?
I don't know.
What's that? She can't get in? So you go back for Shabbos? Okay.
Is there a time afterwards that I could?
Yeah.